This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. Elections can give us a lot to talk about, as did one in the 70s. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
Last time we were talking about the 1974 election and its significance. Let's continue. In the United States Senate race, Republican Paul Laxalt faced Democrat Harry Reid. It was a tough year for Republicans. Richard Nixon had resigned as president over Watergate, and his successor, Gerald Ford, had pardoned him. But Reid made some mistakes by attacking Laxalt's family. And Laxalt's sister, a nun, responded for the family. Laxalt ended up winning by 624 votes after a recount. He had lost the Senate race in 1964 against Howard Cannon by only 84 votes. Eventually, when Laxalt retired from the Senate, Reid won the election to succeed him. And that 1986 Senate election, Reid defeated Jim Santini, who had switched to the Republican Party. But in the election we're focusing on in 1974, Santini won the race for Nevada's only House seat. He defeated David Towle, the Republican incumbent, who had served one term. Towle had benefited previously from Nixon's coattails, and more importantly, divisions in the Democratic Party. But not this time. Santini went on to serve four terms in the House. In 1982, he challenged incumbent U.S. Senator Howard Cannon in a Democratic primary and lost. The lieutenant governor's race wasn't close. Democrat Bob Rose defeated Republican Bill Raggio for lieutenant governor. Rose later went on to lose a bid for governor, then become a Clark County District Court judge and a Nevada Supreme Court justice. Raggio remained in the legislature for a record 38 years, the longest Republican leader and a dominant figure in that body. As for governor, Mike O'Callaghan won big. He defeated his nearest rival, Republican Shirley Crumpler, by more than 85,000 votes, and there were only about 169,000 votes cast for governor. But the election was more interesting than that. There was a third-party candidate running as an independent American. His name was James Ray Houston. The best way to describe him would be as a con man. He ran promising to change the monetary system and make everybody rich with his silver holdings. In that way, he brought to mind the politics of an earlier time, when Nevada leaders were always fighting to remonetize silver. After all, we are the silver state. But Houston claimed to have a lot of silver in his vault, and a Las Vegas Sun reporter, Harold Hyman, broke the story that there was no silver in it. Worse, Houston owed millions to others he had hustled. This came out right before the election. Houston had been doing pretty well in the polls, but that took care of him. He went on to be indicted for a scam in Nevada and acquitted, but later went to prison for another con. Speaking of that, in 1974, the state attorney general's race was a tight one, with 701 votes being the margin for the Republican incumbent Robert List to keep that job. He defeated a Democratic state senator, who later came back to beat him for governor. List went on to a long and successful career as an attorney. As for what became of that other guy, he'll be back next time with another edition of Nevada Yesterdays. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join us next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities.